It's time now for the Art Connection of East Texas. The Art Connection of East Texas is sponsored by Stonewater Roofing. Family owned and operated and serving all of East Texas. Find them online at stonewaterroofing.com. That's stonewaterroofing.com. Now let's welcome your host and co-host of the Art Connection of East Texas, Nita Fran Ward and Sandy Newton.
Good morning, good morning. This is Art Connection of East Texas, Nita Fran Ward, and I'm here with my best buddy.
Yay. Good morning. I missed you last week.
Sandy, I missed you too. It's Sandy Newton, and she is the co-host of Art Connection, and we're just glad to have you back. It's tough on me when you're not here, Sandy.
Well, it's tough on me when I'm not here. I miss you. I miss you. Sharing what's going on and hearing. We always have such great guests. And
we had fun last week. It was Megan and Matt McGill.
Oh.
And I did go out to True Vine, and I did hear them perform. And that is an amazing event space out there.
Oh, it really is.
I had never been.
It is.
And I loved watching the children play while their parents sat around and listened to the music. And
you kind of forget where you are when you're there.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I'm still home. I'm not on a vacation.
Yeah, you could be almost anywhere.
Yes.
There were fires going, and people had on coats and some didn't, and some had on shorts. It was kind of a real interesting evening.
it's a fun place to go hang out for sure. Yep.
Well, we've got a full show this morning just talking about what's going on in East Texas, because our performers in East Texas are getting back at it, and we're going to devote a little bit of time this morning to some of what they are going to be doing. We have an interesting show for you this morning, and like I've said in the past several times, people are always asking me, how do you get your guests? What do you get your guests? How do you make all these people come to the studio at 7:45 in the morning? So I have a story to tell about Edmundo Ayala and Gavin Ayala. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is
good
our
morning.
Guest. Edmundo is here in Tyler. Well, you live in White House, don't you?
No, we live in Tyler.
You live in Tyler?
Yes.
And then, Gavin, are you off on your own, or you live with your parents?
I live with my dad.
That's good.
And you need to do that as long as you possibly
Absolutely.
Can. Save all that money. Dad's over there cringing a little bit.
And I want to say, I wish this was TV, if you could see this young man's hair.
Beautiful
it
hair.
Absolutely.
A little jelly.
To die for.
Thank you, ma'am.
Beautiful hair. So let's get going, Edmundo. And I met you at Canton.
Correct.
I was in my war dancer booth at Canton, and Edmundo walks up with this lovely woman, and we start talking. And before long, we had just kind of jumped right into this, hadn't we? And you told me what you did, and I said, I think that would be a good radio show. Would you do it? And you said, yes. So we made a date and worked through this, trying to get a date that fit your schedule and our schedule. And the reason it was kind of difficult to get a schedule for him, what he does, and I'm sure it's a weekend thing, is they participate in radio-controlled rock crawlers. And these rock crawlers are about, I would say, 18 inches long. Is that right?
That's about maybe overall, but the wheelbase is 12 and a half inches.
And they're wide, 12 and a half inches wide.
Yep. Yeah.
And about, what would you say, 12 inches tall?
Yes.
These little radio controlled, what would you call that?
This particular one is built after
it's 10 scale RC car.
There you go.
A what?
It's a 10 scale RC car is like the actual scale, so it's 1/10 the size of a real car.
Of a real car. You made this.
So did you build this? I mean, welded it, did
yes,
the whole
ma'am.
Business?
Wow.
And it's out of steel?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
And it weighs how much?
This one weighs about 8 pounds.
Is that an issue for you when you're racing?
It is, depending on what you're doing. If you're trying to be competitive and rock crawl, the lighter car performs better.
Okay.
Whereas a heavier car, if it's not, it's going to have a difficult time going up the hills because it's got more weight to carry up it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the counter side, if you're not competitive rock crawling, you could have a real durable, reliable RC car and not have to work on it all the time. You could take it out every weekend and go enjoy it on the trails. So it's a good balance between what you're actually doing with the car.
Okay. So what what you participate in is the radio controlled size cars, the small little replicas.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
But you have fashioned this after that major.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. The full size one to one vehicles. Correct.
You and Edmundo, I know that you have designed some things. Are you totally within the small radio controlled? Is that totally what you do, or is yours for the bigger cars too?
No, my company started entirely based around RC rock crawlers in the beginning.
Okay, and the radio controlled.
The radio controlled cars. Yes.
Okay, and you. I want to share this real quickly. I just wish this was TV so you could see this thing. And it's very well designed. It looks very sturdy. And on the side of it is something kind of special. It's called Ayala 41 Crawler. So, Gavin, where did the 41 come from?
When I was 15 and I was learning how to TIG weld and just getting proficient at it, and I'd already built one chassis. My dad had bought me the welder and everything, so I wanted to repay it back and make him a nice birthday gift, and so I decided to make this whole car for him for his 41st birthday. So that's why the car is named 41 on it.
And after he'd given me the car in a box, I went and met with my graphic designer, Brian Bolin, to design the skins that you see on here. So, and then had those printed here and then just put them on.
So orange and black, that's your colors?
Yeah.
I got that. See, there again, I wish you it was TV, then you could see your orange tennis shoes and your orange shirt that you have on this morning, Edmundo. You're just right with it this morning.
Thank you.
This is going to be a very interesting show because it's different, but it's creativity, and that's what Art Connection is about. That's why we wanted to do it to begin with.
Well, and since you bring up creativity, you'll notice that right here on the side of every package, it says Dream, Think, Create.
I love that. I may use that, especially the think part.
I need to employ that one a little bit more.
I know, that's great. When we started Art Connection here, one of the things was we wanted to always be sure that when someone listened to the radio program, they learned something different. They learned something they never knew. I'm learning things from you and Gavin that I never knew, and I'm sure Sandy too, about rock crawler radio control vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can call them a slang term is RC crawler.
RC crawler is the slang term.
Yeah, I want to be cool, so I'm going to use
RC crawler is the slang term, and there's an actual forum, rccrawler.com, that has. That forum was started in 2006, and that was really what honestly started this, because it was the hub in terms of people around the world going to post their builds of what they were building, because at the time there were no cars specifically made. There was no RC rock crawlers, period.
There were no radio control cars.
Well, no, there were RC cars, but of different genres. There just wasn't anything that was rock crawling related.
Okay.
They had... in anything that was off-road related was more geared towards a racetrack.
Right.
Something that where it had a prepared surface and timers and that sort of thing. And so what gentlemen started doing back in 2006 was just taking the pieces from different kits and then making their own chassis and making their own links and just taking whatever they needed from whatever brands they could find and put in built cars. And that's how it really got started in 2006. And the Jason Hensel was the gentleman that started that that forum, and he also started the USRCCA, which stands for the United States Radio Controlled Crawler Association. And there were he assembled basically a rules committee of 30 people, and they set the rules and what ended up kind of being the standard up until that organization was sold, and it ended up. Unfortunately, it didn't survive the way it deserved to be, but it did seed the beginning of where we are today. And I happened to be I was one of the 30 on that committee, and I represented the state of Texas. And at the time, we had 4 active clubs in the state of Texas with over 20-ish drivers in each club. And each club ran a point series, And so the reason they would keep track is the top five drivers from each club would advance to the Texas State Finals, mm-hmm. where they would then compete for the top four invitations to the national championship.
And that was designed pretty much the way they do with archery and rodeo and those kinds of things.
Correct. It's frisbee golf that way, yes. too. Correct. Uh-huh. Very much.
Yeah. Winning and getting points.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that I want to ask. And Sandy, jump in here. I know you've got questions. And oh, yes, I'm 30 seconds over our break, so I need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Your only local news radio. News, weather, talk, 97.5 FM and 600 AM, KTBB.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
Would you go to a doctor who didn't have a license? Of course not. The same goes for hiring someone to repair your home foundation.
Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler, the only professional licensed building inspector in East Texas, specializing in pier and beam foundations.
I'm Tammy Humes. My husband, Rick Humes, has been repairing pier and beam foundations for 35 years. Do your floors feel uneven? Are there cracks in your walls? You may have foundation problems.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
We never use subcontractors. Our foundation repair bids include detailed graphs and photos of the problems. We are insured and accredited by the BBB with an A-plus rating. We don't offer free guesstimates. If we get the job, we put the consultation fee back into it.
Professional state inspection license number 1413.
Call Rick today, 903-566-1058. Humes, like homes, but with a U. Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler.
You could say we are hoarders in a good way. Office Barn buys truckloads and truckloads of new and gently used office furniture.
Office Barn in Tyler. Our showroom is bigger than Harvey Convention Center.
While some stores may have inventory issues, not us. 250 different styles of desk from $50 to $5,000. 300 different styles of office chairs, even medical stools and drafting chairs.
Oh, darn. I should have gone to Office Barn.
Really stylish cubicles and workstations with space planning, delivery, and install. File and storage cabinets, bookshelves, lobby furniture. For social distancing protection, we have sneeze guards and plexiglass privacy panels. Discounts for nonprofits, veterans, and first responders.
Buy it in our store or buy it on our extensive website.
Office Barn delivers anywhere, assembly included.
Office Barn on Highway 69, between Tyler and Lindale. Office Barn, across from the big, big American flag.
God bless America.
A pergola is an aesthetically pleasing way to enhance your enjoyment of being outdoors.
A pergola is basically a shade structure.
Bullard Siding owner Chris Chambliss.
It provides shade and it's also a decorative structure to a house.
Close your eyes and imagine the backyard you've dreamed of.
Pergolas really allow you to use an outdoor space, and they're particularly popular around pools and things like that. You know, it allows for a great space for entertaining, allow you to, you know, grill underneath them and things like that. We can combine the patio covers with the pergolas to kind of give you the best of both worlds.
For the very best design and installation of patio covers, pergolas, and outdoor living space, count on Bullard Siding, the most experienced home improvement company in East Texas. Bullard Siding, more than 70 years of East Texans taking care of other East Texans. Online at BullardSiding.com. BullardSiding.com.
In olden times, you needed a radio to hear radio. Now, you can hear KTBB when you're not even near a radio and without even lifting a finger. Simply say to Alexa, Alexa,
hi there.
Enable KTBB.
You only have to tell me once.
Then, anytime, simply say, Alexa, open KTBB.
Playing KTBB.
Your only local news radio, KTBB, is on Alexa. Brought to you by Choice Hospice, your choice for hospice care in East Texas.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
Your only local news radio. Flush.
Rush Limbaugh, Monday morning at 11 on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTPP.
We're back with Art Connection, and you know we have these wonderful conversations while you're listening to commercials and we are talking off the air. And a few minutes ago, Chris was standing up.
That was the best.
Chris was standing up giving me all kinds of hand signals, and I thought we were messing up. But what he said was he wants to come on the air and ask some questions because I knew he would be really interested in
this. I'm seeing a side of Chris that I've not ever seen before. This is really kind of cool.
I'm not surprised, Sandy.
Oh, I'm not surprised in the least. I'm excited that there's something here that he's excited about.
All right, Chris, are you plugged in?
Yeah, I'm plugged in. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Is there a way to turn this one up? Because I can barely hear him.
Yep, we got it.
Can you hear better now?
I can hear you.
I can barely hear him. It's very muffled.
So we're working on technical things. So, Chris, you hear the voice of Chris, our producer, who has some questions he wants to ask our guest today. Can you hear Chris better now?
I don't...
Yeah, I can hear him enough to get by.
Okay, well, first, I do wish this was on TV, because me and Edmundo here could have a beard challenge.
I can't hear him.
That Edmundo and Chris, you guys could have a beard challenge.
Mine's pretty short right now. It's been longer.
Now, some of the questions I was going to ask, I mean, if he can't hear me too well, his son could answer too, but your RC cars, first off, I don't know how well Nita and Sandy know, but are they gas powered or are they battery packed?
All of these are electric powered, okay. Especially in regards to RC crawling, since they need instant torque and it's not necessarily about a top speed. Electric motors work wonderful for this because the clutch systems for a nitro RC car, they're really designed for 15 to 20,000 RPM engagement. It's and the RPMs for an electric motor and a rock crawler, they just you don't need to see that.
Cool. Also, like when y'all take them rock crawling, do you make the tracks or the pads or just go find a place?
Well, initially, to answer it directly, both. But when I first got started in this, one of the attractions to the RC rock crawling for me was that it got me out into nature. I didn't have to go to a racetrack and pay a fee for whether it was just practice or anything like that. I didn't have to drive there. I could just go anywhere in nature and enjoy it. And you know, the challenges was really whatever my mind could come up with. So the... It started with that, and then it grew into creating courses where you would put 10 gate markers down with a start and a finish mat, and a person has 5 minutes to get from the start mat to the finish mat. And it's like golf. You really want the lowest score. So as a person progresses through the course, they get a negative 2 points for each gate that they clear. So a perfect score would be a negative 20. However, each reverse is a penalty, so that's 1 point penalty. If a car or even the human touches the gate or has to touch the car, put the hand of God on it to flip it back over, and that's a 10 point penalty.
Ooh.
And so you're only allowed a maximum of 44 points in the activated outlaw competition crawler system. And so if someone doesn't finish the course, it's an automatic 44 penalty points minus whatever their progress is. And so the goal is really to finish courses, because you got to finish first you must finish. And so it's interesting because and just speaking for myself, I really learned a lot about my own mentality and how I was probably engaging life and other humans as I got into this hobby and saw I'd get on course and get flustered and make mistakes, or I'd rush through things, or I just wasn't prepared. You know, I'd get on course thinking the car was ready to go and something was loose, or maybe the battery wasn't fully charged and I'd taken it for granted. So there's a lot of things that I began to realize, oh, this transfers over into my humanness. This isn't just about the RC car. And I think that's one of the things that intrigued me and kept me in it, because I've always I've owned RC cars since the age of 13, and I'm 44. I'll be 45 this year.
You're still young.
Thank you.
Very.
But with crawlers, I mean, here we are. It's 2021, and we're still going strong. And I still have ideas and cars to build and things that you know, I'd like to see happen.
So it's real important, the balance of this car.
Yes, at the level that Gavin and I build and compete at, does. Another thing to consider is what we call a side hill. When the car is instead of going straight up the hill, you're trying to go sideways around the hill and through a gate. Well, oftentimes those heavier cars, especially if the center of the gravity is real high in the car, it just wants to fall over or slide down.
Sure.
So by putting the weight down low, like this particular car has, there's a company in California named Vanquish Products that machines all of these aluminum axle parts, and they've sponsored Gavin and I for over a decade now. And so these are brass knuckles on the front. These have actually been machined out of brass because it's heavier than aluminum, to again change the weight bias of the car so it's heavier in the front.
Mm-hmm. And at the bottom.
And at the bottom, exactly.
Makes sense.
Exactly. So.
Okay, Chris, you're not aware of this, but they actually have a created foam inside of these wheels, and I would like for them to talk about that, because you're going to have some questions about that.
Oh yeah, because you know I'm just used to, like I'm like him, you know. I grew up with RC cars. My first was, you know, the little cars on the track.
I didn't know that.
Way back then. And then I think my first RC car, the wire was actually connected to the controller from that to the car before Dad finally, you know, decided to buck up and spend some money for us. And even then, it was just the one with the trigger and the wheel on the side of the controller that just made it turn. In order to turn some ways, you had to back up and then turn it.
Yeah, Edmundo's having a good time laughing about this.
Yeah, I can relate. I remember.
Talk quickly about the foam, and then we're going to have to take a break in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I really want to talk about that, because that's your own creativity, yours and Gavin's.
Correct.
Your own business.
Well, going back to the RC Crawler Forum, I got started cutting tires and making tires. And so I created a name for myself on the forum of basically taking larger tires and cutting them down into smaller sizes, or making tires look scale. And so I...
Did you make a mold?
No, this was all done by hand.
Oh,
it was strictly kind of like
carving
art in some regards, because you have to create your own pattern and then cut it and then go back and glue everything together. And so I used two different glues to make it happen. And so as people would come to me for the tires, and well, what are you using for foams? Because in the RC world, there is no air pressure in these cars. They don't have enough force to overcome that. They're very bouncy. So instead, they use foam. And so, but the thing is most companies just create one simple foam and it's that, that's it. And with rock crawling, I saw early on how important it was to have different foams for different tires, different levels of weight, and as well as different levels of performance. What were they using the foams for? And so that's how I got started, because when the people started asking, you know, we need foam, you're making my tire. And I told them, I'm just going to Hobby Lobby, or I'm going to Walmart. I'm just buying foam pieces and creating what I can. And they would still want to buy that. And so that kind of...
Okay. We're going to take this break. And when we come back, we're going to do our announcements, and then we're going to jump right back into this, because this is you. We'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. A former State Department investigator posits a new theory as to where the coronavirus may have come from.
A former U.S. investigator says COVID-19 could have come from a bioweapons research accident. The former lead investigator who oversaw the task force into the origins of COVID telling Fox not only does he believe the virus escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology of China, but it may have been the result of military research into a bioweapon.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Turn your clocks ahead before bedtime tonight. Daylight saving time starts this weekend.
Still, Cecil, time changes remain unpopular, and some lawmakers are reviving an effort to do away with standard time altogether. Republican Senator Marco Rubio has proposed the Sunshine Protection Act.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Nita Friend Ward, owner of Valorosa Designs and Gallery and the executive director and host of the Art Connection of East Texas, a live radio talk show on KTBB every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. Let me tell you about Valorosa. We offer original art produced by local and regional artists. I have my own jewelry line, which I design and is handcrafted by Navajo silversmith Brian Billy. Our beautiful showroom is located at 108 East 8th Street, Suite 108 in the Burkeville Center, Tyler.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser, and I'm with Donnie Thetford here at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, folks driving by might notice there's a lot happening to the front of the store.
You know, that's right. It's exciting times at Don's TV and Appliance, Paul. I mean, we are remodeling. We're getting a facelift on the front of our store and going to bring our storefront into the 21st century. And so we're excited. We've got simulated drawings here in the store for people to see what new and exciting is coming in 2021 for Don's.
Donnie, inventory's still a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
I don't know what to tell the public, except that if you have an issue with an appliance in East Texas, you need to call us. The only thing we can promise people right now is what we have in stock today. We don't really know what the future holds. They continue to say it's getting better and better. So just give us a call. We'll do our very best to be honest, forthright, and get you taken care of.
Thank you, Donnie. A brand new store experience under construction right now, together with honesty and a commitment to customer service. That's why Don's TV and Appliance is the Get More Store. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler and online at donstv.com.
I would call it tonight, but really it's tomorrow, very early in the morning. Daylight savings time begins.
Ugh.
And since it's spring, we spring forward.
And lose an hour of sleep.
That's correct. But you can save all kinds of things, and a lot more than daylight, too, if you see us at Fairway Ford in Henderson. Here's Fairway's Casey Lane.
We've got 2020 F-150s, 13,000 in total discounts. 2020 Expeditions, 5,000 off MSRP, plus 0% for 72 months with your approved credit. And 2020 Ford Edge, 8,000 off MSRP. And if you're in the market for pre-owned, listen, we've got an incredible selection right now. High-quality pre-owned vehicles. We've taken some fantastic trades in. You can see everything we've got at fairwayfordhenderson.net. Our whole inventory is right there online.
It does concern me somewhat that the government can legislate an entire hour out of existence.
I know. It's so strange.
It is strange. See us at fairwayfordhenderson.net. Look for the sign on 79 and see us today. Fairway Ford, building trust.
One family at a time.
You come for the food and you stay for the experience. Brisket Love Barbecue and Ice House, a mile off Interstate 20 on FM 849 in Lindale. Come hungry because the barbecue portions are generous and the atmosphere is the best in East Texas, including live music on the stage in Hackberry Hall. Brisket Love Barbecue and Ice House combines great barbecue, craft beers, signature cocktails, and live music for a one-of-a-kind experience. Brisket Love Barbecue and Ice House, 15338 FM 849 in Lindale and on the web at brisketlovetx.com.
Take KTBB with you wherever you take your smartphone. Get the new KTBB mobile app for iPhone and Android. Powered by Maddox Residential and Commercial Services. MaddoxAC.com.
Thank you, first.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Art Connection of East Texas. This is Sandy Newton with the lovely Nita Fran Ward.
Hello.
Well, we have the best guests, and I know we need to get back to the one we have. Our producer, Chris, is pretty excited about our guest today, too. But I do want to say thank you to some folks that make this show happen. Stonewater Roofing, if you need anything done to your roof, replace it, fix it, look at it, build one, anything. They're your folks. So
awesome community people.
Oh, without a doubt. Wonderful art supporters of the community, too. Their number's 903-266-1205, Stonewater Roofing. They're our lead sponsor. They do a great job. We're rushing through these because we want to get back to the guests. Also want to say thank you to the great Don Bristow from Stonewater Roofing. No, he's with Light Ray Photo Imagery. He's an artist, website designer, photographer, Renaissance man. He does it all. So if you need any of those services, that's where you need to go. He does an incredible job. You can visit his website at lrpi.net. And you can see some of his handiwork, or you can contact Don at 903-920-3900 or Don at lrpi.net. And he is an exhibiting artist at Valrosa.
Yes, he is.
Which is over in Bergfeld Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible experience going over there and seeing all of the new, mm-hmm. cool stuff that's there. It's always a new experience.
Yes. I want to say something about that. Last month, for Champions for Children, we partnered up with Ben's Gardens out of New York and sold the Ben's Gardens plates, and the 10% of the proceeds went to the Champions for Children. Well, they also are part of the autism network there, and they
autism
raise
awareness.
Money for autism awareness. And April is Autism Awareness Month, so we are going to continue that. And it was very interesting. I think I said this last month and was so proud of this. Ben out of New York sent a check to Champions for Children here in Tyler.
Oh.
So I thought that was really sweet of him. So I want to say that. And I want to say thank you to Canton Marketplace for being a sponsor, because they give me great guests, don't they?
Yeah. Well,
we get great. Yeah. And the Easter weekend is Canton Marketplace this mm-hmm. week, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Well, and the weather's really, really getting nice.
Yeah,
so I'm
it's
sure
gonna it's
going
to be pretty.
Yes.
It's supposed to be pretty then. We
well, I
so.
Also want to say over at Valrosa, you have Jelly Cats mm-hmm. that are very popular in our
mm-hmm.
house,
mm-hmm.
which is another really great charitable opportunity, because
yes.
every time you buy a Jelly Cat is donated to the mm-hmm. East Texas Crisis Center.
Yes.
So,
if you buy one of those at the same price, it's donated to the East Texas Crisis Center.
That's awesome.
That
and then there's rosemary brushes that mm-hmm. I'm all
for
about.
Artists.
Mm-hmm. So we also want to talk about over the Tyler Museum of Art. Of course, there's always fantastic stuff happening over there. But today, Lee Jameson should be there for a book release and signing from 1 to 3. He's the one who's got the exhibit Ode to East Texas right now. It's a very impressionistic perspective on different views of East Texas, so it's a really great experience. The other thing that's coming up over there is the high school show. 17th Annual High School Show opens up March 28th. I am personally partial to that show over there. It's always exceptional. And Chris and Derek and Caleb always work so hard with our high schools
very
here in the area. Absolutely.
Professionally framed, professionally hung, and lighted. It's something
and
to
then
behold.
Those kids get to put on their resume
yes.
they've hung in a
yes.
museum. So
absolutely.
that's pretty cool. So thanks, guys.
I want to make a note here that things are opening back up, and our musicians are going back to performing. So I want to tell you that the trio for Todd Renly is at Crazy Cajun Thursday night, and they'll be at Moore's Store on Saturday the 20th. So go there, and remember also that the 5th anniversary for M6 Winery at Bullard is April the 3rd, and they are going to be having a great celebration April the 3rd. That's a Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. And on the 20th, which is next Saturday, Philip Ferguson will be performing there at M6 Winery. And I was really excited because I got in the mail that Shakespeare Theater in Kilgore at Kilgore College is going to be performing
this
year.
That's awesome.
And their first one is July the 1st. So if you like that kind of thing, you are going to have an opportunity to be entertained.
So the Shakespeare Festival
is
happening.
Going to happen. And a full,
that's awesome.
A full slate of
That's not only theatrical performances, that's musicians.
Yes.
So that's a big deal.
It
I
is.
Know there's a lot of people probably
yes.
very excited yes. about that.
That is very good. So I'm glad our performers are going to get to work. And Edmondo, I wanted to share this with you. We had last week on the show, we had Megan and Matt McGill, and Megan is doing her musical
yes.
The weekend of the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So remember, guys, that's available too over at Caldwell Auditorium. But he said that in 20, they performed 55 times. In 20, from the time that 20 and the year before 20, which was of 19, the year of 20, they performed three times. Mm. That's how impacted these musicians and performers were.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. Because that really cut into everybody's...
That affects the entire community.
Yes, well...
Because it's not just the artists that are hurting, because the artists are also supporting other people.
Absolutely.
You know, the money has to be circulated.
Yes.
If the money gets dammed up at any point, it now becomes a stagnant pond. It's no longer a river that flows with
and
life.
And it's not just about the money, too. It's an innate desire. It's just part of who a performer is.
Correct.
They have to share their craft. So not being able to do that is so stifling.
Well, it would be like the two of you being shut down and not being able to do what you do. You'd have to figure out a way to go around it to be creative.
You'd find a way.
You're creative people.
Correct.
Okay, we're going to jump right back in, and let's talk about how you began building the foam and the tires. I know you carved your rubber tires.
Yep,
put them together.
The term was cut and shut. Cut and shut
cut
tires.
And shut.
Yeah, we cut and shut these tires.
That's cute.
And so
then. You needed a foam,
correct.
And so you began searching for a foam.
Correct, and I just honestly started with Tyler Foam Products. It took several attempts before they took me serious and actually met with me. And then, but the very first meeting was kind of like this one. I walked in with the RC cars, a bunch of tires, cut and shut tires I'd made, and a bunch of homemade foams cobbled together, and they realized, okay, he's serious, and that's how it got started. And in the beginning, if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say anything at all. But I will
say.
See, I
always heard if you don't have any nice to say, come sit by me. But that's okay. Anyway, that's from Stilling Nice. Anyway, go ahead. I'm
that's
sorry.
Good. It's a good one. But they did give me my start, and they did teach me a lot. And from there, I was able to find other companies in the industry that offered other materials. And because without a doubt, I am very competitive. And if I'm going to create something, I want to be the best at it. And I want to know that, my name, my reputation, it's firm, it's solid. Mm-hmm. So,
that's very important. Your reputation.
Correct. Yeah. It's all you have. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all you got to stand on. Yeah.
So putting all of this in perspective, he has, I don't know who's tuned in at this point or not, they have this crawler, RC crawler.
Mm-hmm. Radio control. The
radio
RC means radio control.
And it's like it's 1/10 scale.
Correct.
And it looks like a really cool mudding vehicle, like you could go four-wheeling in. But his son, who is also sitting here, built it, welded it, designed it, built it, the whole deal. And then Dad, I'm sure, has worked with your son some also.
Well,
designed the tires.
The tires are actually made by a company, Pitbull Tires. They're out of Missouri.
Okay, but the foam that's on the inside.
Foams are all our 100% crawler innovations.
So that's really pretty artistic.
Well, let me tell you more
about
Gavin. Because Gavin, at 2 years old, was when he got his first RC car.
Uh-huh.
So he was started with what was called a micro. So it was a low C mini T at
mm-hmm.
the time.
Low C mini T.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means, but okay.
And by the time he was 8, he had traveled with me to Oklahoma where the national championship was. And because of other things that were happening in our family at the time, he hadn't been able to stay in the series. So he had to go through the last chance qualifier. And they only had, I don't know, less than 5 spots available to even get into the national championship. So he had to earn his way through that. I think there was 50-something guys.
There was over 50.
Yeah. And so he's 8 years old, competing against grown men from around the world that had thrown in.
I do. I love that.
Don't you love it?
And so he earned his way into the national championship. And then
at
8, yeah. And then finished.
What was your edge? What do you think was your edge?
His mind.
His mind.
His mind. Their generation is so different, especially if people allow them to shine and
mm-hmm.
embrace them and teach them rather than trying to mold them the way the older generation. We were mind controlled in many regards based on our society and based on the politics and other things that have happened. So if we give our children, because the reality is the children are the ones closest to the creator. They just came from there.
Mm-hmm.
The adults are the ones the adults are the ones that are the farthest away. So, and it's my children that have really helped me to see that, because they've challenged me to grow in more ways than you know, I could have asked. So I think, because I've always, it's just awesome to take him and see him and then other adults be mm-hmm. impressed and then see other children like, whoa, he can do it, you know?
And, well, so. It's an inspiration that inspires other children and adults.
Correct.
To maybe think in a different way.
Correct.
Okay, we've got to take this last break and we'll be right back to finish the program. Be back in a second.
Locally owned, locally managed, locally committed. We're your only local news radio, KTBB and KTBB.com.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
A very special event is coming up at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. The 15th annual Kyle Lake Foundation Memorial Golf Tournament is Monday, May 3rd, honoring the memory of Tyler native Kyle Lake. Kyle was the pastor of Waco's University Baptist Church. He died in a tragic accident in 2005, but his Christ-centered life continues to impact many others. Kyle was the author of two books, Understanding God's Will and Understanding Prayer. The Kyle Lake Foundation supports many worthwhile projects, including the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team, Christian ministries, educational institutions, soccer camps, and defibrillators. The golf tournament is a four-person best ball scramble. It includes many great prizes, raffle items, and a silent auction. Space is limited, so call 903-561-5050. That's 561-5050. Or on the web at kylelake.org. That's the Kyle Lake Memorial Golf Tournament, Monday, May 3rd at Cascades Golf and Country Club. For more information on the Kyle Lake Foundation and the Kyle Lake Memorial Tournament, go to kylelake.org.
Yes, we install the latest air purifiers and air scrubbers.
If your air conditioning and heating goes out, don't moan. Call Stone, Stonebridge Heating and Air.
Air purification using certified space technology, commercial and residential. Stonebridge can do the job.
From a one-room cooling system to the large commercial units, like the systems we just recently installed in a new department store in Texarkana. Also special systems for medical labs and for computer server rooms.
Stonebridge services all brands and offers American-made Amana cooling and heating systems. If your AC system is less than 8 years old and another company says it needs to be replaced, beware.
My technicians are incredibly good at getting extended use out of your current cooling system. I buy American parts when possible. Better parts, better warranty.
Tyler, Longview, Kilgore, Henderson.
If your air conditioning and heating goes out, don't moan. Call Stone, Stonebridge Heating and Air.
Would you go to a doctor who didn't have a license? Of course not. The same goes for hiring someone to repair your home foundation.
Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler, the only professional licensed building inspector in East Texas, specializing in pier and beam foundations.
I'm Tammy Humes. My husband, Rick Humes, has been repairing pier and beam foundations for 35 years. Do your floors feel uneven? Are there cracks in your walls? You may have foundation problems.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
We never use subcontractors. Our foundation repair bids include detailed graphs and photos of the problems. We are insured and accredited by the BBB with an A-plus rating. We don't offer free guesstimates. If we get the job, we put the consultation fee back into it.
Professional State Inspection License number 1413.
Call Rick today, 903-566-1058. Humes, like homes, but with a U. Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler.
Have a night out that's worth its weight in gold. You're invited to the Golden Giveaway at Choctaw Casino and Resort Grant. Join us Fridays and Saturdays from March 12th to the 27th for a chance to win your share of $300,000 in cash. Win early or win late with daily drawings of $10,000 and $20,000 and hourly drawings from 3 p.m. to midnight. This is the golden opportunity you've been waiting for at Choctaw Casino and Resort Grant, exclusively for everyone.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
What's happened since breakfast? We'll tell you before dinner. The KTBB Drive at 5 with Tim Howard. Monday at 5 on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Like this big.
Welcome back to our Connection of East Texas. We are having the best conversation during this break. Where did we leave off?
Well, Chris, did you have any other questions?
Let me turn my mic on first. But actually, yeah, I mean, there was one more thing I wanted to get into. I know we talked about the center mass, top heavy and everything, the tires, and as me and him talked about, the gas and electric motors. But also another important thing is the suspension, right?
Very much so, yes.
Because, you know, if you're going up a rock, you've got one tire that's going to be up higher than the other. The rear tire may be down lower, and the other two tires. So your suspension has got to be, what's the word?
It articulates a lot. The suspension for the rock crawlers is, it's four-linked, front and rear. So you have a servo on the axle in the front for steering, and the four-link allows the most articulation of the axle. And some of the cars are three-linked Panhard in the front and four-link in the rear. And then the shocks are usually 3.5 inches to 5 inches, just depending on what type of vehicle it is. So, and then there are other classes where you will find leaf springs and cantilevers and IFS suspensions. But for the rock crawling, you mainly see a solid axle with a four-link suspension.
Yeah. I mean, because it just shows.
Wow.
Okay.
That just went right over my head.
That's mechanic talk. That's
I had a real blonde moment there. One of the things I was fascinated about. I'm sorry.
Did you want to finish?
No, I was just going to say, because this shows, you know, that it's not, you know, there would be some people that would look and go, oh, well, I could weld that body and I could put a motor in it and put some tires on it and I could do that. But they just don't understand the complication and the thought that goes into making sure this would be able to climb up rocks. I mean, you have suspension you have to worry about, tires you have to worry about, the engine, the weight distribution, and everything like that.
So, and the electronics that run it all.
Yeah, the RC controller, frequencies, and all that.
I was going to say, the electronics have really opened up and changed, because this little crawler here runs on 16 volts. So, I mean, it's more voltage than what's in a full-size car. Because, like, your Escalade, for instance, is only a 12-volt battery. It's a 12-volt system. But this little car is capable of running up to 22 volts. And when you run that high of a voltage, the torque that this car has and the amount of strength, it's incredible.
Climb the side of a mountain.
Really, literally.
So how long does a charge last?
It depends on how they're being driven, like anything. Yeah. Just like a real car. If you drive it fast, that gas tank's going to empty. Yeah. So if you're fast on the throttle. But anywhere from 5 minutes up to 45 minutes or longer.
So how long does a race last?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay, let's jump real quick into something that I want to make a note of. You said that there are many people involved in this who are actually handicapped because they can be involved in a sport even though they might be wheelchair bound.
Correct. Absolutely.
Talk about that. That is wonderful.
Well, since it's a small scale vehicle, it's a 10 scale size, and they have other classes such as A scale or 5th scale, and even I think the micro is 24 scale, Gavin.
Yes.
So they have different sizes. And the other thing, too, especially for people that have other expensive hobbies, let's say if they like to competition shoot or if they like to go out and drive the full-size rock crawlers or off-roading, you know, that gets expensive because you cut a tire in that's $100 or better. And so whereas with this, $100 gets you all four tires, if not tires and foams. And so it can be much more affordable. And then generally speaking, too, on the rock crawling side, buy a good one and buy it once, use it once. Or not use it once, but just pay once for the good thing, because it will last. You get what you pay for. There's like Vanquish Products offers a complete truck that is almost $800, but you know what? It'll outlast the person. It can be passed on.
They can use it from their wheelchair.
Correct.
Absolutely. They can compete and be part of something.
Correct.
And get outside and do. That's wonderful. We've got 30 seconds.
Speaking of being a part of something, tell the listeners how they can follow you or see what's going on or be a part of this.
CrawlerInnovations.com, Crawler Innovations on Facebook, Crawler Innovations on Instagram, Ayala Metalworks on Instagram.
YouTube
is Crawler Innovations. The first Saturday of the month is the Activated Outlaw get-togethers at White Oak City Park. They can be there at 10 a.m.
Okay. We're out of here.
Thanks
Time
for being
changes
here.
Tomorrow.
Appreciate
Bye.
It.